WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Zucker Abrahams and Zucker ZAZ, the team that brought us Airplane, may have broken up, but that hasn't stopped old ZAZ members from turning out Airplane-style comedies at a prodigious rate. This summer, we've already seen The Naked Gun 2.5 by ZAZ alumnus David Zucker, and the team's Police Squad is in reruns on CBS TV. Does that leave room for Hot Shots, directed and co-written by ZAZ's Jim Abrahams? Film critic Stephen Schiff has some answers.
If Hot Shots sounds like old hat by the time it reaches the proverbial theater near you, that's a pity. The thing is, this movie is funny. Funnier than The Naked Gun 2.5. Funnier than Police Squad. Frankly, I never thought I'd see the day when a Charlie Sheen picture was funnier than Mel Brooks, Richard Pryor, and Gene Wilder put together. Director Jim Abrams uses roughly the same method that the ZAZ team has always used, which is to say that the jokes blow by like leaves in a hurricane. Hot Shots' target is Top Gun, Flight of the Intruder, and all those other movies about fighter jets and the hunks of talking testosterone who pilot them. The men in these films are always young, tough, and rebellious, like Charlie Sheen, who plays Topper Harley, a guy so cool that when he's drummed out of a top-level Navy pilot school for insubordination, he immediately goes to live among the Indians, who call him not Dances with Wolves, but Fluffy Bunny Feet. That's because of the pink slippers he wears. Naturally, the Navy lures him back for an important mission, but along the way he meets his dream girl, a psychiatrist played by Valeria Golino. She's the perfect gal for him. Not only can she perform amazing gymnastic stunts on horseback, it also turns out she's a crack metal sculptor, not to mention a nightclub singer who can slide around on top of a grand piano as seductively as Michelle Pfeiffer, and that's with the top open. And then there's the Admiral, whom Lloyd Bridges plays as a rugged old salt who can't quite get his bearings, as witness this scene, in which he's welcomed to the flight training center by a beaming lieutenant commander.
Admiral, good to see you again, sir.
Been too long.
And so it has, yes, yes. How are you, sir?
Why? Well, why? God damn it, Bill, I'm supposed to be in California.
No, no, sir, this is California.
Well, gotta run. Good luck.
But, sir, this is your command. Sleepy Weasel has been on the drawing board for 10 months. The president handpicked you.
Yeah, damn right he did. No stopping us now, Ted.
Why don't I show you your offices and I can bring you up to date?
You've always been a fine soldier, Scott. Just lead the way. Oh, good God, I gotta pee. I had a better part of my bladder blown off the Guadalcanal.
Bridges is hilarious in this movie. Unlike Leslie Nielsen in The Naked Gun 2.5, he never mugs, never double takes, never calls attention to a gag. He just lets fly. Jim Abrams has learned a lot about directing comedy since his first solo outing in the Bette Midler-Lily Tomlin movie Big Business, by which I mean he now knows how to build and sustain a sequence. Look at the movie's de rigueur love scene, which had me in stitches. It's a parody of 9.5 Weeks, with Sheen popping fruit into Golino's mouth and then dripping ice down her naked torso. Naturally, that gets her pretty hot. No, I mean really hot. So hot, in fact, that Sheen starts cooking things on her sizzling belly. And if that doesn't make you laugh, no problem. Hot Shots is a ZAZ movie. The next gag will be along in a split second or two.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.